The huge financing gap needed for capital investment as well as operation and maintenance costs is a key issue that we need to consider. We also need to look at uncoordinated institutions and administrative structures for WASH. And Ghana is not the good example, because you find water and sanitation under one ministry, the next time it's under a different ministry. Thankfully, this time we have water and sanitation placed under one ministry. So we believe that that institutional change can help foster the needed coordination that we require so much. We think that there's a lot of wastage in the system that we need to address. For us, the 2018 budget, which will be presented to Parliament in the next week or so, less than a week, will focus on meeting our key SDG goals, commitments. And therefore, we are focusing attention on water, sanitation and hygiene. We haven't been able to match our population growth with the provision of these basic human needs of providing water and sanitation. There's still open defecation everywhere. It's our vision and our expectation that we can cover, meet our MDG goals within the next 3 years. We want to ensure that by 2020, we provide basic water supply for every Ghanaian and hope to eradicate open defecation by the year 2020. That's an ambitious goal. But nothing gets done without ambition. In the coming budgets, one of the things that we'll tackle will be getting value for money. Because we do not have, this is Africa, this is Ghana, we do not have all the resources we need. So the little resource we need should be applied efficiently. We shouldn't see so much wasted.
Director of Budget at the Ministry of Finance, Eva Mentz.
Vegetable